were sent, I get to purgatory again, to where you work out the remainder of your purification. So that's a poor man's, that's a poor theologian's attempt to explain it. Also, the Book of Maccabees, which is, I believe, removed from the King James Version of the Bible, 2 Maccabees 12:44 and 45. For if you were not expecting that those who had fallen would rise again, it would have been superfluous and foolish to pray for the dead. But if he was looking to the splendid reward that is laid up for those who fall asleep in goodness, it was a holy and pious thought. Therefore, he made atonement for the dead, that they might be delivered from their sin. So that's a holy book from the Old Testament. Why would you need to make an atonement for the dead so they could be delivered from their sin? There's also the writings of St. Alphonsus Liguori. And it's a little book. I tell you, here's a great explanation. There's a little book. We got some in the back. The Purgatorian Manual. Read the writings. Grab me a couple of the Purgatorian Manual, because there's an explanation in there. The writings of St. Alphonsus Liguori, where St. Alphonsus says it is a grave injustice that the living do not pray for the souls of the dead. And that it is only through the prayers of the living that the souls of the dead can help make reparation for the souls of the dead. So there's a lot to purgatory. There's a lot to explain and a lot to say. I just don't know it all. Christopher, there's one on the counter up there ready to be shipped. Right there. So that's what I know, Brian.
Why, thank you. I appreciate it. It gives me a place to start studying.
So, I did play the siren. And if I messed anything up, then someone will call and correct me. But basically, this is one of the things in the modern world that bedevils people. I think it bedevils people. And I think it's the product of Mammon and his campaign. And that is this. You go to funerals, and what's said at the eulogy? People get up, sometimes even priests, unfortunately, get up and say something to the effect of, oh, there's Aunt Lena. She's up in heaven at the country club, ladies' tea soiree. She's got a gimlet in her hand, and she's looking down, and she's smiling on all of us, and she's in a much better place. You better frickin' pray she's somewhere where she ain't burning, sister. The first part of the Catholic Catechism, and the Church teaches this, we don't know who's in hell. No one that I... Mr. Church, what about Hitler? Well... You know, because it's often said, well, there's nobody in hell other than Hitler and Stalin and a few others. So it is a part of the faith that, again, is worthy of study. Here's St. Alphonsus. The practice of recommending to God the souls in purgatory, that he may mitigate the great pains which they suffer, and that he may soon bring them to his glory, is most pleasing to the Lord and most profitable to us. For these blessed souls are his eternal spouses, and most grateful are they to those who obtain their deliverance from prison or even a mitigation of their torments. When, therefore, they arrive in heaven, they will be sure to remember all who have prayed for them. It is a pious belief that God manifests to them our prayers in their behalf, that they may also pray for us. It is true, these blessed souls are not in a state to pray for themselves, because they are, so to speak, criminals atoning for their faults. However, because they are very dear to God, they can pray for us and obtain for us the divine graces. St. Catherine of Bologna, when she wished to obtain any grace, had recourse to the souls in purgatory, and her prayers were heard immediately. Now, that means that they were answered. There were miracles that were performed. She declared that by praying to those holy souls, she obtained many favors which she had sought through the intercession of the saints without obtaining them. the graces which devout persons are said to have received through these holy souls are innumerable. But if we wish for the aid of their prayers, it is just, it is even a duty, to relieve them by our suffrages. I say, it is even a duty, St. Alphonsus emphasizes. For Christian charity commands us to relieve our neighbors who stand in need of our assistance. But who among all our neighbors have so great need of our help as those holy prisoners? They are continually in that fire, which torments more severely than any earthly fire. And this is because you have a glimpse of heaven from purgatory. So you know what the payoff is. You know what the beauty and the glory is. And that time will then end for you and eternity will begin. And you're tormented because you can't have it. And this is part of the purification process of purgatory, if I understand the